Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the UK and US have ordered partial withdrawals from their embassies in Ukraine, warning of a rising threat of Russian military action against the country. Britain on Monday ordered a number of its embassy staff and family members to leave Ukraine. The move came after the US ordered family members of its embassy staff to leave Kiev because of the risk of significant military action by Russia. The Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office said the security situation in parts of Ukraine was highly unstable, with clashes between Ukrainian armed forces and Russian-backed armed separatists. Next, Downing Street has ordered a Cabinet Office inquiry into claims a former minister was sacked from government over concerns surrounding her Muslimness. Nusrat Ghani said on Saturday that a Conservative Party whip informed her that her Muslimness was raised as an issue by Number 10, as one reason for her being fired from government. Ghani, who served as a transport minister from January 2018 until February 2020, said the whip told her that her Muslim woman minister status was making colleagues feel uncomfortable, according to the Sunday Times. And now, a jump in Unilever shares on Monday pushed its market value to £100 billion, after news that Nelson Peltz's activist hedge fund, Trian Partners, has built a stake in the FTSE 100 consumer goods group. The Financial Times reported at the weekend that the $8.5 billion New York-based hedge fund, which has previously demanded reforms at Procter & Gamble and Mondelez, had bought into Unilever, which was already under pressure after years of sales growth and share price underperformance. The size of the stake is not known. Investors reacted positively to the news when markets opened, sending shares in Unilever up 6% to £38.94. Next up, the United Arab Emirates intercepted two missiles launched by the Iran-allied Houthi rebels in Yemen, its official news agency said on Monday, 1 week after a deadly strike by the group killed three people in Abu Dhabi. Parts of the missiles fell over Abu Dhabi and did not cause any casualties, but the attack highlighted the growing threat from the Houthis, who have targeted neighboring Saudi Arabia for years, with missile and drone strikes. The rebels claimed responsibility last week for a drone and missile strike on the UAE, following weeks of threats. The assault was the first time the Gulf monarchy had acknowledged a Houthi attack on its territory, after previously denying rebel claims that they had struck Abu Dhabi's airport and nuclear power plant. And finally, China has established a constant naval presence close to southern Japan and eastern Taiwan, in a marked expansion of Beijing's sea power that has focused attention on the area as a potential future battleground. For at least 6 months, the People's Liberation Army Navy has rotated destroyers and missile corvettes through the waters east and south of the southernmost tip of the Ryukyu chain, which Tokyo calls the Nancy Islands, according to officials from Taiwan, Japan, and the US. Beijing views the ability to operate freely in the waters as key to its naval strength. Military analysts see the Western Pacific as the main location for a potential clash between the US and China if Beijing attacked Taiwan. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.